6 Music.
From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Lots of love, Amy. Get some rest, love. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. You might have noticed that it sounds different so far, the show. That's because I'm not making it in my little house in Prestwich. I'm literally on the other side of the world. I'm in Australia, in a hotel room in Brizzy, in Brisbane. And the band have been out here for a week, and we've been to Sydney and Perth and Melbourne, all over the place. A whistle top store even. Can you tell I've not had much sleep in the last few days? A whistle stop tour of this great country. I saw my first Flaming Galah yesterday. Absolutely lovely chap called Sean Dooley. who writes for comedy programmes over here, as well as being the man to hold the Australian twitching record. He saw more birdies in 1 year than anybody else in Australia. He interviewed me yesterday and he was telling me about the galah. The galah is a great big bird. I know you've probably heard Alf from Home and Away call people a great galah, but it's a type of bird, a very playful sort of clowning thing. And Sean was telling me all about the birds I can expect to see while I'm on my travels around Australia. So I thought I'd take some time to make a programme for you. I never forget you, even when I'm far away and sleepless. I found out yesterday, incidentally, I was doing a little bit of TV promotion for Elbow, and I met a chap whose name is Chit Chat. Can you believe that? He interviews people for a living. His name's Chit Chat. That's dedication to your heart. He has a similar stature and colouring to me and similar sort of facial features. Obviously not as devastatingly handsome as me, but who can claim that? But apparently Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders told Chit Chat that he looked like me. How great is that? Chrissy Hynde knows who I am. I'm over the moon. So I'm going to play a Pretenders tune in a minute. First of all, what's coming up in the show? Let's have a look. Oh, a trip down memory lane to the last good Foo Fighters record. There you are, set a contentious ball rolling there. New tune from Sean Rowe. Who else have we got bringing new stuff for us this week? The Bon Iver, new one from him. Sebastian Blank, actually no, that's been out since February, I'm lying. Oh right, only a couple of new tunes this week. But I'll be looking at the work of David Sylvian. I'll be playing one of his solo works, and I'll be playing one of the first things I ever heard of him from when he was in Japan. Some Roxy, the Besnard Lakes, the Bees, Fats Domino, the Bowerbirds, and of course we'll have a visit from the Beckpedia, as always, as well as a dive into the Desert Island Discs archive. Also, there'll be some more Moida, where a criminal cover version will face the music, so to speak. Before all of that, my new biggest fan, Chrissy Hynde, is G'day After G'day. See what I did there? I'm afraid that's the standard of comedy for this week. You can't blame me, I've been up since five.
Over Tokyo, silver light.
Day After Day by The Pretenders. Well, since I introduced that song, I've actually travelled right round the globe and I'm now back at home in North Manchester. I had a technical malfunction with my equipment, Matron, which I won't bother you with the details, but it stopped me in my tracks. So I'm back pre-recording the show for you in my little house in Manchester. I slept for 14 hours last night. That's good going, isn't it? I must have needed it. And I'm feeling quite refreshed. You might be able to hear birdies in the background during the rest of this week's episode, because I have to have the windows open because it's so damn hot. Anyway, I mentioned just a few minutes ago for you, 4 days ago for me, that I was going to play a tune from the last good Foo Fighters record. It's a little bit bitchy, that, looking back. I always regret saying negative things about other bands. Let's just say this is the last Foo Fighters record that I enjoyed. This is Ecstatic from the Foo Fighters record. Here we go.
Thank you.
I know somebody was there while they were recording that session. Foo Fighters from the album Foo Fighters, that was Ecstatic. Lots of running backwards and forwards and trying to get it down as quickly as possible. And there's something just very raw and real about that record, which I really admire. There you go. Lovely music.
Six. Don Letts.
I'm about respecting the past, embracing the future, but most of all, I'm about right now. Right now.
Culture Clash Radio.
Crossing time, space and genres, Culture Clash Radio is the most honest thing I've ever done. And I'll never play a tune I don't like.
Don Letts. Saturday and Sunday from midnight.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio on Six Music.
Six.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Sean Rowe is from New York. He's really into his survival. He's really good at living off the land. He's done lots of different qualifications. I'm not sure where you'd go to the University of Survival, but he's lived off the land for a month at a time and things like that, just on his wits. And yeah, he's really into all that. And I guess hand in hand with that kind of stuff comes conservation and an interest in nature. So that's one side of Sean Rowe. The other side of him is he's got a deep, dark soul, and he writes songs like this next one. It's out now and it's called Old Black Dodge.
Stopped, but how could I know? Shouldn't have stopped, but how could I know? And I slid the sweat with the back of my hand. And I slid the sweat with the back of my hand. She was a river, and I was just a man. She was a river, and I was just a man. She said, "Hey, kid, I don't bite." She said, "Hey, kid, I don't bite. But if you wanna see it dark, get out of the light. If you wanna see it dark with me, get out of the light." Can't do it for love, no, it's got to be for play. I can't do it for love or work, it's got to be for play. I said, "Hey, Jesus, what's that line?" I said, "Hey, Jesus, what's that line?" I keep hearing in the wilderness of my own mind. I keep hearing in the wilderness of my own mind. Thank you.
Sean Rowe, survival expert and singer-songwriter. That was Old Black Dodge. While I was listening to that tune, I tried to picture what he looked like, and I went online and found him, and I was pretty much right. Okay, Conquering Animal Sound. This is somebody I've never heard of. The album's called Kammerspiel, and this song's called Machine. One of the female voices in this song sounds like Aubijou, the girl that sang with the Acorn. That's where I first heard her, and of course we've played her music since. It's beautiful, it's simple, it's sparse, and it's celebratory, and it's all the things that music should be. This is Machine by Conquering Animal Sound. That's Machine by Conquering Animal Sound. Conquering Animal Sound are Anika Campman and James Scott, who both live in Glasgow, who they met at uni in 2008, and that's been out since February. It's on the album Kammerspiel. Go get it. Conquering Animal Sound. I love it. Okay, here's a pertinent email. It's from Becky in Barnsley, although currently in strange southern lands, as she puts it, near that London. She says, "Hi Guy, love the show, Steve, for the music and also because it soundtracks the evening prior to my one day off a week. But please stop making me cry. It was the Lars that did it last time. Anyway, here's a song I think you might like. It's called Lord I Feel Tired, and it's on a sort of compilation album called I Asked for Water, She Gave Me Gasoline, which features the Groundhogs, among others. I think the song is sung by Jim James and Raphael Callahan, but can't be sure. I haven't heard the record for ages. It's on a piece of very scratched and warped vinyl belonging to my dad. Shame on him. Me and my dad both loved this song, and it also reminds me of my travels in Australia when I was 18, back in the days of the cassette Walkman and the mixtape. It's a beautiful song. If you can find it, I hope you enjoy it. Well, Becky, I'd love to say that I went travelling and scouring around in the BBC archive to find that, but I didn't. I have a feeling it was Peter Hardy that found that for us. And I can relate to it totally, both the sentiment of memories of Australia and also the tiredness that ensues. I must say, I am still quite upside down. It's a great tune. It's a song for Guy recommendation from Becky Ledger. It's Jim and Raphael, and it's called Lord, I'm Tired. I can say that with some pathos. Lord, I'm tired.
Put me down. There'll come a time, Lord, and it's coming round. Lord, I'm feeling tired. Lord, I'm feeling tired. Woman, don't cry. Save one last smile for me. You've been worth more than I could hope to be. Lord, I'm feeling running free. Lord, I'm feeling tired.
Magpies and blackbird, I've swapped my flaming galahs and my whipcrack birds for the familiar sounds of magpies and blackbirds. I started the show in Australia, but I'm continuing it back in my little gaff in Manchester due to technical faults out there. Anyway, that was Jimmy Raphael and Lord I'm Tired. It was a Song for Guy recommendation from Becky Ledger. Let's have one of the new ones from Bon Iver. Lots of people saying, have you heard the new Bon Iver record? I'm not so sure. And lots of people saying that it's his greatest work. I've not heard the whole album yet, so I'm not entirely sure, but I know I love this tune. It's called Holocene. It's out on the 22nd of August, and it's great. Ladies and gentlemen, Bon Iver. We'll be right back. Bon Iver and Holocene. I love it. Wonderful, wonderful, inventive music. And you know, wonderful, wonderful, inventive music don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. A Victim, written by Neil Diamond, was an enormous hit for the Monkees in 1966, and one of only 27 singles ever to have sold over 10 million copies worldwide. An exuberant song of first love, it was embraced by a generation of starstruck teenagers, and marked for target practice by the musical marauders. First to take aim were a scary 70s experimental rock band, Tin Huey, who attempted to disorientate it with constantly switching time signatures and a bewildering detour into a prog rock keyboard solo before resorting to bashing it over the head with an electric guitar. Frightening, but not fatal. Next, fresh from several serious assaults staged on national television, stars in their eyes Slayer Ian Moore, backed by cheesy synths and sycophantic session singers, tried to use his eerily Christy Berg-like crooning to mould it into a lucrative spin-off single. Luckily, it escaped when he was distracted by a lady in red. Then, donning their size 12 bother boots and with a mob of musicians in tow, a vociferous Vic and Bob set out to trample all over it with a bludgeoning beat, punctuating each vicious kick with a jubilant oi. Now barely alive, it only just managed to crawl on. But when cheerless Cheshire chanteuse Barb Younger, armed with mournful cello, subdued piano and a deadly drone of a vocal, stepped to the microphone and prepared to drain every living impulse from this former 60s sizzler, it was murder.
Was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw your face. Now I'm a believer.
Stop, stop, Barb Younger. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Hooked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a believer. Said I'm a believer, yeah, I'm a believer.
That was, of course, the Monkees, once we got rid of Barb Younger, and I'm a Believer. While I was looking for how to pronounce Barb Younger's name, because she spells it J-U-N-G-R, I found a clip of her on breakfast morning television. Sat on the couch with, I can never remember the names, but those two who used to do, they might still do it actually, morning television. It's a while since I've seen any. She did a whole version of Wichita Lion Man, unaccompanied, on the sofa. It's on YouTube, it's excruciating. If you want to subject yourself to more of that woman's voice, then you can. Anyway, this next tune by the Smashing Pumpkins is on the B-sides album Pisces Iscariot, which ended up for many reasons becoming my favourite Smashing Pumpkins album. It's called Obscured, and it's delicate and beautiful, and it has the drone and it has the loop and all the things I love in music. Ladies and gentlemen, the Smashing Pumpkins and Obscured.
Lost your head.
love the end there. After such a delicate tune, it's almost as if they said, hang on a minute, with the Smashing Pumpkins, we should at least include a bit of feedback. But it's called Obscured. It's from the B-sides album Pisces Iscariot, which, if you don't have it, is a must for any Pumpkins fans. It's got some amazing stuff on there.
Mark Riley, Monday to Thursday night. Music. R is for...
Rotten! Just wondering if you could find any Maggot Brain by Funkadelic to play as I'm trying to do my homework. No.
I is for...
Ignorant.
Is the answer either Gibby Haynes or Garth Hudson? Just before you ask a question.
I'm afraid not.
It's worth a try, wasn't it?
L is for...
Lackluster.
You still there?
E is for...
Egypt.
I'm Mark Riley. I'm neither germ-free nor an adolescent.
Y is for...
Yum!
Fabulous. Everything live in session.
Ooh, I say.
That's a tune, isn't it?
Mark Riley. Monday to Thursday nights from 7 on 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
So, David Sylvian is our featured artist this week. I've got two tunes involving his music. This one is called Let the Happiness In. It's a song for Guy from Henry Exton. He says of it, it's lyrics and it's gentle, sad, moody, yet ultimately rewarding. I often hum it to myself, even if I've not listened to it for some time. This, to me, is the mark of a cracking song. Go on, Guy, give it a play. All the best, my radio friend. I quite like that. Thanks, Henry. What a nice way to finish an email. All the best, my radio friend. Well, here you go. For my radio friend, Henry Exton, here's David Sylvian and Let the Happiness In.
Thank you.
the sky to open up and let the happiness in. Let the happiness in. Let the happiness in. Cause it's coming.
Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Thank you.
BBC Radio. Six Music.
Big time. You're so chic, to the rebel of we. Babies of the mountain streamline. Midnight you can see in the floors. Dance the cha-cha through to sunrise. Opens up exclusive doors for wow. Just like the moonlight look the same. So me and you, just me two, got to search for something new.
Of course, Roxy Music and Virginia Plain. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. Across the world with this edition of the programme. I started it in Australia in a hotel room, but I had a technical fault. Something fell off something. So I'm finishing it back in my little house in Prestwich. Wonderful trip to Australia. I know a lot of people do listen over there. So if you're listening, thanks so much. If you're at any of the gigs, thanks for welcoming us. And thanks to everybody who looked after us there. Brett, our Aussie manager, on down. Wonderful thing. I discovered something, actually. I've always been quite proud of my Aussie accent, and I was doing it quite a lot when I was over there. And then on the last day in the country, the van driver that was taking us to the airport said, where are you guys from? And I said, Manchester. And he went, Manchester. And I was like, is this a Monty Python sketch I'm not aware of? And I was like, what? And he kept going, Manchester, hello mate, Manchester. And I realised he was trying to do an English accent. He was trying to do a northern accent specifically. And he thought he was really good at it. And he kept doing it all the way to the airport. And I thought, is this what I sound like when I'm doing an Aussie accent to an Aussie? I wish I'd have thought of it before. But yeah, sorry if I bored or irritated anybody over there by constantly going, you're great, Galah. Yeah, Brit abroad, eh? Anyway, that was Virginia Plain by the mighty Roxy Music. I'm with you for another hour. As I said, this is pre-recorded. I'm in my little house in Prestwich, and for me, it's a hot and balmy and beautiful Tuesday afternoon. For you, like Sunday night, for the most part, and this is the Besnard Lakes. This is something that iTunes led me to. In order to get you to buy more records, when you buy something off iTunes, it quite often recommends another album, and that's how I found the Besnard Lakes. Ended up being mates with them and interviewing them once or twice. This is from an album called The Besnard Lakes Are the Dark Horse, and the amazing tune, this amazing tune is Rides the Rails.
Thank you.
The Besnard Lakes and Rides the Rails. They're a husband and wife band. Yeah, there's a few of them about. The Bees are an amazing band. They've got their retro recording sound down. They do some really amazingly authentic old sounding recordings. Amazing instrumentalists, great songwriters. I'm not sure why they never broke through. They've had the odd big single, but I'm not sure why they never broke through as the band. Anyway, this is a song called Punchbag off an album of theirs called Sunshine Hit Me. This came out at the same time as the first I Am Clue album, so somewhere around 2000, and will forever remind me of sticking I Am Clue's first single into little paper bags with Pete Jobson, the bass player. To save money, their first singles were pressed on heavy vinyl in the former Eastern Bloc, I think, somewhere cheap anyway. And then they were shipped over and the sleeve was printed paper bags and we were very carefully sliding them in. And the courier arrived to take them to, I think it was Pinnacle in those days or Shell Shop. I can't remember. Whoever the distributor was had to get them that day. And the courier arrived and we bribed him 30 quid and a cup of tea to sit there while we finished packing them. And over half those singles were hastily thrust into their bags. Anyway, this is what we listened to while we were doing that. From Sunshine Hit Me, this is The Bees and Punchbag.
You is back.
What a start.
What a strike.
With another great season on the menu with the BBC.
Oh. Fantastic.
Feast on live matches on Radio 5 Live.
Fabulous move.
And BBC local radio.
Glorious firecracker of a goal.
Get fresh reports and instant results on BBC One's final score.
Let's go to Anfield. Another goal.
Dip into highlights with Match of the Day.
Great touch.
The Football League Show and Match of the Day 2.
What a pass by Rooney.
And grab all the news to take away on mobile and online.
Bottom left-hand corner.
The BBC. We serve football 24-7. To find out more, visit the BBC's football website.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Now then, most people remember Lena Horne for blistering vocal performances of jazz classics such as Stormy Weather. She had a beautiful, clear voice with a wider vibrato and slightly softer diction than Ella Fitzgerald, and her performances were much more geared toward film and stage than her Cotton Club contemporary, Billie Holiday. In essence, she was perfect for Hollywood. However, Hollywood clearly wasn't ready for Lena. After becoming the first black artist to sign a long-term contract with MGM, she found herself relegated to supporting roles and edited from movies that were shown in the South. In the war years, she ran into further trouble when she refused to entertain the troops as a segregated audience. In the 50s, she was blackballed for her political views, but undeterred, she continued to perform and be politically active into the 60s and beyond. All of which brings profound meaning to one of the most understated yet outstanding of her recordings. Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child is a traditional Negro spiritual song given heartfelt expression by her mournful, keening vocal in a performance that speaks of a world where the colour bar was yet to be breached by the bravery and tenacity of people like Lena Horne. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Long way from home.
Amazing, that's Lena Horne, and Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, as chosen by the mighty Beckopedia. The next song I'm going to play for you, I hear at least 15 to 16 times a day, not through some weird Howard Hughes-style regime, but because it's my phone ring on my phone. It's Fats Domino's version of Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And yeah, I hear it all the time and I'm not sick of it, so let's have a little boogie. It's a good one to just get up and gyrate to. I dare you. Go on. Did you hear the woodblock player? The woodblock player finished late on that tune. Let's have the last bar again. I bet you're in trouble for that. This next tune is by Bowerbirds. I absolutely love this tune. It makes me feel warm inside. I think it's because what it achieves at the beginning, its introduction, is a huge, dramatic, grinding, disorientating, very specific emotion. It says to me, confusion, drama, it's big sounding, and it's done it not with lots of effects and a stadium rock drum kit, but it's done with simple bits of percussion, well chosen chords, a guitar, and that squeeze box thing I can never remember the name of. This is Bowerbirds and La Denigration.
Stab me in the back, I'll scratch yours. Lord, have mercy on us both. Are you so?
above us, or the violence that walks among us.
Cause each one has eyes in the honest places, but we'll turn wonder into we.
Oh, the weight of bricks on bricks down to our feet, and our feet are failing ships that soon do sink, and the sea is land, and yes, the land is as soon. And the sea is land, and the land is sea, oh me, oh my mother, have pity, put us down. Oh my mother, have pity, put us down. Oh my mother, have pity, put us down. Oh, my mother, have put us down. For a nap upon the basin, la denigración.
Bowerbirds and La Denigración. I recently talked about how amazing bowerbirds are, the creatures that the band are named after. If you've never come across the bowerbirds, just in brief, these creatures spend most of their lives building enormous, the Vogelkopf bowerbird, which lives in Vogelkopf in Papua New Guinea, builds these enormous wigwams out of twigs, spends his whole life on it. And all bowerbirds, what they do is they make offerings out of things they've found, iridescent beetles' wings, or even deer dropping. They'll put them in artistic designs and shapes, different coloured things, in order to attract a female to their bower. You can find out more about it online, but what they're basically doing, as pointed out in this brilliant Attenborough documentary that I heard, is they're making aesthetic decisions about how beautiful their bower is. And invariably, the ones that human beings find most appealing, the bowers that they like the most, is what the female bowerbird goes for. So these tiny, beautiful birds are using the same aesthetic desires and decision-making processes as humans. Isn't that incredible? Anyway, I've strayed off into my bird-fancying hobby again. Do go and look at the bowerbirds online, though. I think they're the most amazing creature on Earth. It's official. Joanna Molina was pointed out to me very, very early on, in my career as a music DJ, about 5.5 years ago. This song is called Undia, and again, it's got the hypnosis, it's got the repetition, it's got the vibe, it makes me very happy inside.
Un día voy a ser otra distinta, voy a hacer cosas que no hice.
Un Dia by Juana Molina, or maybe it's Juana Molina, I never know. So we did a John Martin special on The Finest Hour, was it last week or the week before? I'm all upside down. But got lots of favourable feedback from it, and played four of the great man's cover versions from this new John Martin covers album that's come out. It's called Johnny Boy Would Love This, which I think is a great name for a tribute record. Anyway, since then, Sean Harrop's been in touch. This is a Song for Guy recommendation from Sean Harrop and also from Andrew Clark. It's Small Hours by John Martin. And if I'm not mistaken, the guitar for this was recorded over a lock at 4 a.m, over like a lake. And in fact, I think towards the end, you can hear ducks. It involves Steve Winwood as well, I believe. I'll check all these facts, but thank you very much for reminding me of it. This is a Song for Guy recommendation from Andrew Clark and Sean Harrop, John Martin's Small Hours.
Thank you.
just beautiful. That was John Martin and Small Hours. I want to stress that that's not that version of that song isn't on the new John Martin tribute record, but it is well worth having. They're not always worth having, if you ask me. The Judy Sill one was brilliant a couple of years ago. Was it called Crayon Angel? That was great. And the John Martin one is well worth having as well. It's called Johnny Boy Would Love This, and it's out now. And that song isn't on it. Anyway, just in case I was going to mislead you.
Six. Music. Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
I was watching True Grit the other day.
On Six Music.
Weren't half an awful lot of people just getting shot whilst going about their business in those days?
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked it.
I wouldn't have liked it either.
It's been impossible to plan for anything. Shall we have Mike and Trees around for dinner on Saturday night? Well, maybe, but might there be some shooting going on? Yeah, possibly. Possibly. We better not, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. Very difficult to plan ahead for social occasions, yeah, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
In cowboy
or to
town.
Not to do your job. I can't come into the office today. I've been shot by a bandit in the leg.
You know, I mean, it just seemed to happen. All the time,
all the
didn't
time.
It?
That yeah. and drinking in saloons with gals.
I know, that bit is
good. That bit's good. That bit's good.
That sounds all right. Yeah.
Radcliffe and McConey.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
BBC
6.
Music. Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
So, focusing on the work of David Sylvian, he's our featured artist this week. I'm not going to play any sort of scraps of interview and things like that, just pointing out two pieces of his work that I particularly like. This is perhaps the first thing I heard from him. This is when he was in Japan. It's called Ghosts, and it's a big favourite of mine. It's a big favourite of Pete Turner from Elbows as well. In fact, I can and will go further. We bonded over this song many moons ago.
Thank you.
king, the ghosts of my life, no wilder than the wind.
There we go. Japan and ghosts. Responsible use of synthesizers. I might start a foundation for the responsible use of synthesizers. I end up saying it quite a lot. What would I know? Andrew O'Sullivan's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. He says at the front of his email, "Dear Guy, I've been loving the show for a while now, Steve, but this week was the first time I managed to hear it at the actual time of broadcast, rather than listening back at some later point in the week, which tends to make something of a head think." I'm paraphrasing there, forgive me, Andrew. "When you start talking about having pre-recording the show and I'm having to work out timings at 3 points removed." Well, then this should help. At the beginning of the show, I was pre-recording the show 10 days prior to its broadcast yesterday back then in the UK, so 11 days ago. So then in Perth, if you were listening again at the latest time possible, you were potentially listening to a week-old broadcast of a 10-day-old show made the day before and recorded 10 time zones away. I hope that's clear. "I'm grateful to you for playing Leonard Cohen," he goes on to say. "Famous Blue Raincoat, gorgeous song, and you explained your reasons for playing it with typical persuasive lucidity. And that line, signing off with a sincerely L. Cohen, do you think Jens Lehmann was thinking of it when he wrote A Postcard to Nina from 2007's Nightfall over Quartadelia? When he sings, 'So I send you this postcard just to say, don't let anyone stand in your way. Yours truly, Jens Lehmann.' And whether or not he was, is that sufficient reason to play the fab song in all its over-the-top glory? All the best to you, Andrew O'Sullivan." Let's hear it, absolutely. I met a lovely man in Perth called Kim. The first man I've ever met in a sauna. He had a day off, I had a day off. We were both jumping in the pool and then jumping in the sauna when we weren't. And it was a very small sauna, so conducive to conversation. Wonderful man, Kim. Very gentle-natured. I'd say he was in his late 50s. Picture Arthur Lowe, but with white hair. We got on a house on fire, and he ended up bringing his wife and his daughter to the gig the following night. He was a huge Leonard Cohen fan. So this is chosen by Andrew O'Sullivan, but it's dedicated to Kim in Perth. This is Jens Lehmann and A Postcard to Nina. And as it goes, Andrew, I'm absolutely sure he borrowed that idea from the coaster.
A sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you want to love a woman. Nina, I can be your boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment. I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. Keep a steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best. Can you pass the fix? Father puts on my record. He says, so tell me how you met her. I get a little nervous and change the subject. I put my hand on some metal object. He jokes and tells me it's a lie detector. He takes out the booklet and starts reading. So I heard you're moving out next season.
SAM. New York is nice that time of year, almost as green as it is here. He says, I thought you were moving to Sweden. Oh, oh, God, what have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun. And the clock on the wall strikes 4, 5, 6. My eyes caught by a big crucifix. Guess that's why he won't let you go. His Catholic card is big and slow. You know I'll do anything for love, but Nina, what were you thinking of? You can stay with your girlfriend. Your father's mailing me all the time. He says he just wants to say hi. I send back out of office auto replies. Nina, I just want to check in, 'cause I think about you every second. So I send you this postcard just to say, don't let anyone stand in your way. Yours truly, Jens Lickman.
Jens Lekman and a postcard to Nina. That was a Song of a Guy recommendation from Andrew O'Sullivan. If you miss any of the titles of any of the songs on The Finest Hour, just have a look on my webpage on the Six Music website. And it says Shows by Year on the title page. And if you just jab that, you can see every song I've ever played on The Finest Hour. And the BBC also gives you a little bit of background on most of the artists there. So that's good, isn't it? Go and find out. But yeah, that was Jens Lekman and a postcard to Nina. I referred to Leonard Cohen as the coaster just before that song. Do you think he'd object to that? Anyway, Emma has been in touch, Emma Simpson, and she's suggested this beautiful tune by Beirut. It's called A Sunday Smile. Are you ready now? Here's some consummate DJ professionalism coming in. And I hope I've managed to raise one on your face this week.
Une fois.
Awful.
We paused and saw.
that's all we have time for this week. I've enjoyed making this show both in Australia and back in my little house here in North Manchester. Thank you very, very much to my production team, to Peter and to Michelle and to everybody who works on the show. It's a little bit trickier when the band are touring all over the world like they are, getting stuff to me and getting stuff back to them. They're very patient. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, of course, to the Beckopedia for a wonderful contribution. I'm Guy Garvey, the very tired but very happy lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good day, how are you going? And happy new week.